Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special Undisputed Podcast commentary. I am your host, Trebuchet, alongside the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz. How's it going?
It's showtime, ladies and gentlemen.
Definitely.
And boy, do we have a treat right here.
This is going to be fun. This is probably one of my top five matches of all time. We're at WrestleMania 19, Safeco Field.
I thought it was... No, you're right.
Safeco Field, yeah. Seattle, Washington.
I thought it was the Astrodome.
Nope, I believe that's 18. 18.
You're right.
19, Safeco Field.
Yep.
We are currently paused at 59 minutes and 17 seconds. We're going to start this up in 3, 2, 1. And now JR's talking to the king over here.
I miss these guys so much.
Yeah, they were really good. So what we have lined up here is the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, taking on Y2J, Chris Jericho.
His first WrestleMania back. He had lost the World Heavyweight Championship at Armageddon. He won it in the first ever Elimination Chamber.
Yep.
Lost it to Triple H at Armageddon in Three Stages of Hell.
Yep. Oh, so good.
That was a great match. And so then good. The night after, Jericho comes out and calls out Michaels. It's actually funny. I'm at this Raw right now. I watched this Raw today where Jericho comes out and... like calls out Michaels, calls him the has-been kid.
Love that.
You got this vignette here, yeah.
That particular clip is what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's in the ring talking about how he's disappointed in Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, because a lot of people in wrestling talk about Steamboat Savage. I am a little bit younger than those guys.
This is our generation.
Steamboat Savage. This
was not the main Michaels event, but it Jericho stole the show.
Absolutely. Like, they had a good main event. It was Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar.
It doesn't even remotely come close to the wrestling spectacle this is. This is the one where Brock Lesnar was killed himself.
Does that shooting star press at the end and just oh my god. If he doesn't rotate two more degrees, he's dead.
Yeah.
Like it's... Oh boy.
Lesnar could do shooting star presses in OVW. Like
That's what I've heard.
I think he got bigger on the main roster and hadn't done him in a while and...
Well, when he got up there, he did not look comfortable. He almost fell backwards.
Yeah, he was wildly out of practice because he used to tag team with Shelton Benjamin in OVW, and yeah, they would do that kind of thing.
Yeah, just look at this thing. We got Jericho putting the walls on Stacy Keibler. That would never happen today.
No, and then, they're going for Christian and who was that?
Edge, I think.
No, it wasn't Edge. Edge was on SmackDown this way. They're going for the concerto on Stacy Keibler. And that brings Michaels out. Roll that back real quick. I want to see who that was, if you would.
Roll that back? This is unprecedented.
I want to see who that was. All right,
we're going to back that up.
Because, at this point, for a while, Jericho and Christian were tag partners. All right,
guys, we are at 59, 52, 53, 54. Line up your things.
Yeah, we were watching Shawn Michaels in Elimination Chamber. Also a great match. So, yeah, that was the Raw I was on, where he's super kicking for the first time.
Bam! Shot to the pills. Bam!
And I'm assuming that happened at the Royal Rumble. Yeah, it's the Royal Rumble match.
2003.
Yeah. Jericho's... This whole thing is based on Shawn Michaels is Jericho's hero, and Michaels is like... should just retire.
Yeah. Let Jericho down at this point in his career.
He's disappointed that Michaels is still wrestling. Feels like it's tarnishing his legacy. It reminds me kind of the Ric Flair Michaels retirement match.
A little bit, yeah.
24?
I believe that was 24. 24. Yeah. Also a really good match.
Also fantastic match that I'm sorry, I love you.
Mm-hmm. That'll live in infamy. Live in infamy. Well, he's the icon, you know. Yeah. The showstopper. The headliner. The main event.
Yeah, so it's...
The Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. Bam. Got Test was handcuffed.
Yeah, because Test and Keibler together. I can't... It's Christian and...
Jericho.
Oh, I thought... Jericho it, was oh, I looked. I misread it. I thought Jericho still had her in the walls at that point.
No.
Okay, I thought it was... Who'd have thought I'd see something incorrectly? I looked like Jericho Sutter in the walls, and two guys were going to concerto. She was in the walls.
It's all good. We didn't even get to the match yet. So, yeah, Michaels was cool, with the buddy pulp. I love that. That was
yeah,
the end
when
of
he
right
comes
there.
Out. No, the point in the face.
And then the pose.
Yeah, no, that's an iconic image.
So here we go, everybody. We've set the stage. Chris Jericho in his prime. Shawn Michaels trying to prove he can still go here. All roads are leading to WrestleMania. I can't
These guys
wait.
Had a great feud later on in their careers, too. Do you remember the Jericho-Michaels where Jericho puts Michaels' head through the TV?
Through the Jeritron 5000?
Yeah, oh, hits it, punches man. His wife?
I do recall that, yeah.
That was easily probably the best feud of that year.
All right, we're back.
Here we are. I love this WrestleMania stage.
This was an awesome WrestleMania. I've probably seen this WrestleMania more than any other WrestleMania.
This was one of the first wrestling DVDs I ever owned. My parents got me WrestleMania 19, WrestleMania 20. They got them at like a flea market, and this discs were in good shape.
This particular year, the DVD set had all.
It was the image.
I have that.
The whole box.
I have the whole box.
I want to see those
for the box. It's upstairs. Yeah,
I'll have to bring it. I'll have to check that out. I actually have a Chris Jericho figure where he's wearing these tights.
Oh, that's really dope. That's really dope. Yeah,
I think it came. He doesn't have the jacket, but I think it came with like a. It was like a ring, and it came with a Jericho figure, and it came with like a couple of like cardboard pieces that kind of set up like a highlight reel kind of set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's wearing like those light blue.
But yeah, this is a baseball field that we're at right now.
Yep.
And like I was just amazed how long the ramp was at the time. I was just all like, holy crap.
Not even.
This is a spectacle and
a half. It's got a turn in it.
Yeah, I know. Like I thought he was done. I thought the ring was going to be right there. Yeah, and you're like, nope. Keep walking, kid.
Well, the Undertaker drives down on that motorcycle.
Yeah, well, this is the WrestleMania where Limp Bizkit plays.
Yep.
You know, I like that. Most people are just judging me right now because that's what they do. You know, go ahead and tweet me at TrebuchetLOL. I'll be sure to ignore your tweets.
No, because he had
King of the World right now is what Jericho's grandstanding as.
Yes.
That was his angle.
Because the Undertaker hadn't used Roland for quite a while at this point, but they gave it back to him for that night because Limp Bizkit was going
to
be there.
They played there. Yeah, Fred Durst got to be in one of those SmackDown video games.
He was in two of them, I think, actually.
Yeah, it was his contract for him to play.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, one of his things was the WrestleMania guy, like, a payday, and he's like, oh, well, I want to also be playable in your, like, the video game should have been production right now.
That is the most badass fucking Rockstar
movie
ever.
That's pretty good.
Like, I would do that.
I would agree with it.
Like, that is something that I want to do if I ever work for the WWE. I'm like, okay, but I want in the video game as soon as I show up.
Shawn Michaels' attire here, the red and black, like with the hearts and that.
The X.
Oh, he's got the confetti cannon.
Oh,
there.
Buddy.
but like this entrance attire was used in a few of the wrestling games. This is what they base like his generic attire on for the game.
Yeah.
He'd come out dressed like this. Confetti.
Not work.
Yeah, nope. That one,
And Shawn Michaels HBK style, just
Shawn Michaels plays that a lot so well. He's like, well,
you know, there we go. Yeah, hands off the merchandise. I'm just trying to line up everybody's TV here. That's why I'm singing the entrance music, right? Oh, nope, did not. That did not work.
Is it? He's made crying faces.
One more here, everybody. Let's see. Come on.
He's just like, bah!
Yeah.
He's hoping for it.
The showstopper, you know? Like, how could you not pay attention to this right now? And Jericho's just looking at him with a scowl.
That eye.
You know, the way that Chris Jericho can. Like, why am I not the center of attention right now?
Those rocket launchers. You remember when China used to come out with the rocket launcher?
That was a little bit more explosive.
Yeah, it was a bazooka. No, it wasn't a confetti one. It was actually like a bazooka that shot pyro. Yeah, reminded
the way I understood it is that I always thought that she pulled the trigger on that.
No,
thing. There's no trigger.
No,
on that thing.
Yeah, she just—it was a prop.
She just points at the thing.
Yeah,
they
shoot it off.
But yeah, no, it was a really badass entrance. You know, But she didn't get that till late in her career.
Yeah.
That was maybe one of her last gimmicks in the WWE.
Look at all that pyro. I think this was the last time Shawn Michaels had pyro in the ring. He would do that for big events where he'd do the pose in the ring and the pyro go off.
Yeah.
Not long after this, they started putting the pyro on the ramp when he'd do like the praying motion.
Yeah.
I would imagine the.
I love that they put the pyro.
The pyro on the top too were amazing. The field there, that was beautiful. I would imagine having the pyro next to those ring ropes like that is probably kind of dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could feel the heat off of Kane's
entrance. Oh, no, those are like nuts. But those are, like, flamethrowers. They're so certain. But, like, those just, like, explosions for, like, that, I imagine, a little different. But, yeah.
Like, for the classic DX entrance where they're spending the X. That, I always thought that with pyro was really cool. But, yeah, I'm sure there's quite an element of danger to that.
Yeah, and anytime you've got ring ropes there, I'm pretty sure they would probably wet them down before. Like, they would probably have one of the guys come out and wet them down.
Moisten them up.
Yeah.
All right, the bell rang.
But then if you moisten them up...
The match is officially started here, Showtime.
All right.
Just got to bring everybody into this match here, because this
is a
big deal.
You can tell they definitely turned the lights down on the audience for this. The audience is not
Well, they're outside, too.
Oh, that's right. I guess there wasn't a roof on here, was there? The audience is not well lit, except for where they're directly trying to do a camera shot for it.
Yep. You had an HBK chant going. And we got
Jared,
a collared elbow tie-up right there.
Jared always did such a good time of selling, job of selling how important WrestleMania was.
Jim Ross could talk me into a closet. I'm just saying.
I wish he'd talk you out of it.
Waka waka.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast on the World Special, everybody.
Strap in, everybody. No, Jim Ross could sell a health club membership to a dying man.
One of the greatest. Nice arm drag there. Oh. Beautiful.
You don't see a lot of that anymore. That, like, good, like, Matt, that technician where one guy takes him down.
Michaels is unimpressed.
Oh, the old lay on the top rope spot.
It's like, oh, I'm bored. What else you got?
But, like, I feel like that sort of, like, chain wrestling on the mat is, as we've gotten a more high-flying style, it's kind of been done away with.
Well, the key here.
Quick transitions.
The thing that makes this match so great is the pace of it.
Yeah.
They're not going too fast. They both...
This is the perfect
very
pace.
Methodical.
It's not too slow, but
it's
definitely not a spot fest. You got
hammerlocks going on. Like, you know what I mean? It's just...
I would think part of the reason that they can work a more...
Strikes where we need them.
Part of the reason that they can
hip
work
toss.
A more methodical pace is that these guys sell properly.
Oh, yeah. These are two of the greatest.
Michael's jogging in place.
We're still at a stalemate.
If you look at Jericho, you can tell he's emotional about this.
Oh yeah,
I think he's working WrestleMania with his hero, like as a shoot. I think Jericho is like having. I think actually says that like at the end of the match he was crying.
Well, that's because of the end of the match, but we'll get into that later.
Oh yeah,
I don't want to give that away. You're gonna have to wait and see what happens, everybody. Side headlock going on right now. WrestleMania 19. It's a really big deal. Safe Cofield.
Your morning zoo voice.
Yeah. Shoulder tackle. I'm just flexing my skills. It's WrestleMania showtime. Pulling out all the stops.
Leapfrog. Drop down. Oh.
Slap.
Michael's
to
for
the
drop
kisser.
Kicks and Jerry slaps the
straight right
out
hand.
Of his mouth.
Jericho's momentum taking him up and over the top. And Shawn Michaels has the high ground.
Michaels pretending to jump out, going and
Jericho's
body, slides
how
under.
Smart he is.
Baseball slide.
We're going to call that in stereo for you guys.
Finney doesn't believe the kind of commentating chemistry. Tribute and I have. Just listen to this.
Just listen to it. We're going to bring four special matches for you guys.
We are recording four straight today.
Yes.
First of four.
Crossbody.
Diving crossbody.
Thrown
over.
Two count. We got Lil Nate calling this. Charles Robinson. For those of you who don't know who I'm talking about, that is...
The Lil Nate is a deep cut.
It's a deep
that
cut.
Is...
Oh, nice spinning heel kick there. But yeah, Lil Nate, he's a big fan of the Nature Boy Ric Flair. That's why he does his hair like that.
Yeah, he looks like him. If he had a couple inches, taller. It's a WCW storyline, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Michael's into the turnbuckle hard. Woo! And that is a couple of solid chops right there, everybody. Y2J putting all of his weight.
Jericho's selling that Irish whip as he's throwing it. Falling down because, he's putting so much effort into it.
Telling the referee to shut his mouth. Mustache is walking in the door.
Oh.
Y2J looks for the bulldog. No.
Gets caught in the corner.
Down he goes.
That spot needs some accuracy. You miss that, you're going to tear your knees all up.
Well, look what happened to X-Pac when he tried that Bronco Buster.
Yeah. Michaels looking going for figure...
That's figure four.
Okay. I know he would sometimes do the Indian Deathlock, too, and the setup is kind of the same.
That is the figure four.
Yeah.
Lil Nate is making sure.
Yeah, no, yeah. That whispering in his ear, gimmick infringement. Jericho flipping it over, reversing the pressure.
Michael's grabbing the leg.
Single leg atomic drop.
Not letting go of the heel. This is WrestleMania 19.
Oh! 2001. Goes for another figure four.
Three, okay.
Yeah. Safeco Field. We got Y2J, Chris Jericho,
yep,
versus HBK, Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
And me and Showtime are just having a hell of a time calling this thing. It's wonderful.
I am rooting for Jericho. I don't know what happens.
Michael skins the cat.
Story title.
There's no title on the line. Michael skins the cat. Strictly a grudge match.
And then head scissors over the top. Yes.
Wow.
And making it all the way back in. He's not done yet. Crossbody.
I have to believe that this is the match that solidified Shawn Michaels as Mr. WrestleMania.
If you didn't say that,
He had great WrestleManias, but when he was done, and you're like, can he do it again? And he came back better than ever.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania 19.
He had the Iron Man match with Bret. He's always had
the ladder match with Razor.
Trying to throw a dropkick there, and then Y2J puts him in the walls
on
the floor.
Outside. Ref counting.
Oh, man, what a spot. I could just imagine being ringside right there.
That'd be crazy. You're looking Jericho in the eye.
You're seeing him do his finishing maneuver on Shawn Michaels right there.
You're close enough to touch him.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
They would kick
Jericho will slap the shit out of you if you try to touch him.
I will not.
I believe wholeheartedly Chris Jericho's the guy that would slap you in the face.
I'd brag about that, too.
Jericho rolls in and rolls back out. Slams Michaels into the post a couple of times.
Two times.
They were very much still selling Shawn Michaels having a bad back at this point.
Well, he had been out and had that surgery.
Yeah, no, he was the four years out with a bad back. And
yep.
Now that was the preferred place that, at this time they would go after Michaels and his lower back.
And Jericho's letting the fans know that he's the king of the world and that they're a couple of ass clowns. Well, here comes the fancy footwork.
Oh, he's shucking and jiving in the ring. Michaels, they don't sell like that anymore.
Using all tags.
Oh, a triangle dropkick. Michaels back to the outside. Jericho talking mad shit.
Very proud of himself. Just could not be happier.
I love that triangle dropkick.
Oh, yeah. It's a springboard.
Your opponent's on the apron. He hits the middle rope on the perpendicular side and then drop kicks you off the apron.
It is a very Chris Jericho move.
Yeah, I feel like he invented it.
Suplex.
Jericho telling him, I'm better than you, slapping him in the face.
Just disrespectful.
Jericho always made the yelling at the guy in the ring work.
That's my favorite part about it.
Some guys didn't pull it off well. I think it always
vertical suplex.
Say when, ref. Say when.
Ask him. Ask him.
Yeah.
Say when. One.
This
two.
Isn't the Olive Garden.
It is. It is WrestleMania. I know the kid's nervous. It's okay, mustache.
Jericho pulling the air.
That's not
ref
legal.
Giving him to a five count. Jericho going for a backbreaker.
Bam!
Oh.
Picture perfect.
This is a prime example of how you do not need a title to make a feud. Jericho with a cocky flex, foot on the chest pin.
I love it. The sheer arrogance of everything Chris Jericho does is great. I'm going to whip your butt, but I'm going to talk about it the whole time I'm doing it. Be like, oh, what's that? My spinning heel kick? Yeah, I just did that. Shut up, ass clown.
Michael's reaching out to the fan, giving some energy as he's in a rest hold here. And chin lock.
Chin lock. I'm going chin lock with that.
That's a rest hold. Yeah, it's a chin lock. Every time I see like those chin lock angles, I always think of the Ready to Rumble cover.
I love that movie. That's one of my top five favorite movies. But there's no accounting for taste on the Undisputed Podcast.
No, of course not.
Hey!
Oh, right through the eyes by
you
Jericho.
You didn't have to agree with me so quickly.
Make it harder to agree with you. Michaels
DDT.
With a big DDT off the Irish
Spiked
whip.
Him. Chris Jericho is down. Little Nate's just counting for the standing 10 count. Both men have a 10 count to make it to their feet, otherwise the match will be over. If neither one of them makes a 10 count, it will be a draw.
They double a no contest. Jericho up at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Match continues.
Both men showing signs from the match.
Definitely.
Michaels has some color on his nose there.
Michaels is throwing some haymakers here. These are some stiff-looking punches. Oh, Jericho
with that flying forearm.
And the kip up mocking Shawn Michaels.
Stealing one out of the Showstoppers playbook and the pose.
And the pose with that grin on his face. Michaels with the kip up behind him.
There's the original.
And Michaels taking it to him.
You may have ordered extra crispy, but the original is right there. That is what's going on right now. Bam!
Mike's a drop kick and a kick up. Give up.
Yep.
Inverted atomic drop.
Classic Shawn Michaels here.
And
big clothesline.
Short arm clothesline.
Into the ropes. Back body
drop. Michaels is feeling it.
Feeding off this capacity crowd.
He's getting pumped up. Stands them up.
I mean, how could you not feed off the capacity crowd?
Yeah, no, this crowd was hot, and they were here for it.
Michael's going up
to the top. Looks for a
moonsault
on top of a standing Jericho. Go for the pin. One, two, and no.
That was my favorite move to do in the old Nintendo 64 WCW game.
Oh, yeah, that eye. The corner.
Hit it with a pin.
Moonsault.
Hit it with a pin. I believe that's the game I use that on. Some nerd's going to tweet at me.
That's available in a few games. I don't know that it wasn't in that game. I know it was in others. Jericho and Michaels with a sunset flip, return reversal spot. And Jericho going for the walls out of it.
Yep. No.
Michaels reverses out, throws him into the ropes.
Incredible leg strength there. Just incredible.
Oh, Jericho goes for a big
punishment
punch.
His
Michaels
back has been under.
Catches him.
Oh, the go behind.
Muggles going. Oh, Fisherman Suplex.
No, that's Northern Lights
that's
right
your,
there.
I apologize.
That is a Northern Lights
there's
right
no,
there.
There's no legs there. No leg caught. You're correct.
Oh, and the bridge right there. Looking for a backslide. Both guys. Like, I could not. The bridge up alone is just.
No, that's so. You would be so athletic, dude.
Jericho won that exchange.
Both men.
Well, that took it out of me.
Both men saw
let alone them.
Jericho.
Like a bulldog.
Go for the running bulldog guy.
Hit him. Got him that time.
Oh,
Michaels in a very precarious position here.
Michaels goes out. Jericho going for the lion salt. And he's got all of it. But can't capitalize. He's going for the pin, but he's taking too long.
Was that too much time?
Two and no.
Michaels out. Michaels out. Just too much time. He's going to try it again.
For another pin and up on two again. Jericho clearly getting frustrated.
See that? He's making Shawn Michaels use his energy to kick out of those. You be the judge of that.
Jericho jawing at the referee and just wondering what he's got to do to put Michaels away. Woo! And we've got some big Nature Boy chops. Oh! Jericho puts his head down and Michaels kicks the shit out of him. Michaels goes for a
Hurricanrana
and gets taken into the wall.
Y2J put on the brakes and said, not so fast. We're in the lion tamer, baby.
That is in deep.
Just in the middle of the ring.
That's definitely the walls. The lion tamer is where he's more... He's got like his knee in your back.
Excuse me. A Boston Crab, everybody.
Yeah.
We have a Boston Crab going on in the ring.
Now, I always wondered why he always did the walls and not the Lion Tamer, because I thought the Lion Tamer looked a lot better.
See, I've heard them call both of them in WWE the Walls of Jericho, for...
You know, it's true. They call the Lion Tamer is definitely where... Jericho's almost standing.
I understand what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I'm a wrestling nerd. Yeah. Roll up! Oh!
There was a rumor that the Lion Tamer was banned. Jericho said that's not true, but that I remember that being a rumor that they didn't let him do
that.
That
sounds
Lion
like
Tamer.
Something the fans would.
Jericho. Jericho always laughed when people told him, "Why would you ban that move?" It's not. Jericho going for a tiger bomb.
Double underhook into a backbreaker.
Yeah, he turned that into a backbreaker.
I'm on it, JR. I got it.
Trebuchet's got it, Jim Ross.
Jericho going up top.
Jericho. On the top rope, Michaels getting up.
Perched, waiting to strike.
Jericho
with the elbow.
Back elbow. Now Jericho.
Should have covered
Jericho's
him.
Tuning up the band.
Should have covered him, but no. Arrogance will not allow Y2J to not tune up the band at WrestleMania against his hero, Shawn Michaels. Michaels is
Michaels
up.
Turns around.
Footwork. Bam! Oh.
Ali shuffle into sweet chin music, and Michaels is down.
He just stole his finisher.
Jericho still taking
insult
a long
to
time
injury.
To cover.
One, two, no.
Kick out. 2 7/8.
Just barely kicked out. Give me that replay. Hit me with it. Call it showtime.
Ali shuffle and sweet chin music.
You can pick up your teeth in the front row, Shawn Michaels.
Michaels having trouble getting to his feet. Is really struggling to stand. Trying to pull himself up on the ropes.
The lights
Jericho,
are on, but nobody's home, everybody.
Jericho is clobbering.
Relentless.
We've got shoulders to the gut and punches to the head. We've got an Irish rip across the ring. Michaels up on the corner. And
crossbody. Landed
and Michaels
on him. Right hand.
Landed on
right
him.
Hand.
Clobbering him.
Right hand again.
Dusty Rhodes would call this a clobbering.
I don't allow that. That's crazy, baby. That's crazy. The hard times. Hard times out here at WrestleMania 19.
Michaels catches a kick
Picking
from Jericho.
The leg.
Is he good? He's going for it. Trebuchet, he's going for the walls of Jericho.
Anything you can do, I can do better. Oh, no.
It turns it into the slingshot.
Into a trebuchet.
I like it.
Cover. Stacking him up
roll
like...
Up.
Oh.
Out
like you do. Man. And my favorite part about this is we're midway through the match and the pace is picked up.
They've worked a steady pace, and it's not slowing down, and we still haven't hit a fever pitch. Yeah, the pacing of this. If I were teaching wrestling school, I would show this to students as far as like how to pace a match perfectly.
Yeah,
at least when you have this much time,
your cardio needs to be on because
guys,
a 7 foot tall guy wrestling this match.
No,
I just don't see that happening.
Michaels and Jericho are both like 6'1".
Oh, Jericho's looking for a suplex. HBK turned it into a crossbody and splat goes Chris Jericho.
I think they both got a pretty bad hit there at the top. Michaels and Jericho are both about 6'1", 6'2", right? Not super big.
At the most. About
230, 240 apiece.
Yeah.
They're in great shape for this kind of match.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, Jericho definitely got the worst of that, like, falling crossbody. But Michaels looked like he didn't enjoy it too much either. Jericho's still down. Michaels going to the top. Slowly but surely.
Just showed the fans. He's thinking elbow.
He's thinking that diving elbow.
Jericho
kicks the ref into the ropes. And,
oh, a three clap for him. One, two, three. Kicking the referee into the rope.
Can I get three claps for Michaels' sack right now? Hope it's all right.
One, two, three. Just crotching Shawn Michaels up there by kicking the referee into the top rope. Just a genius move.
Jericho going for the superplex.
Michaels blocks it.
Drops him on his face off the top rope.
Oh, man.
Michaels might be thinking elbow drop again.
He's looking up to this capacity crowd here. He's definitely thinking elbow drop here.
He's up there. What balance by Shawn Michaels. And a perfect elbow drop. Randy Savage couldn't have done it any better.
To the sternum.
And now Michaels is feeling it.
This capacity crowd is awake, everybody,
they're,
and on their feet.
They're on their feet, and Michaels is tuning up the band.
Stomping that right foot, calling his shot. Gonna set him up for some sweet chin music in this baseball diamond.
Jericho making his way to his feet.
Oh,
Duck
nobody home.
Sweet chin music. Jericho taking him down, going for
walls
the
walls. Walls of Jericho again.
Walls are in.
Walls again. This is the second time he's been in this hold.
Third. He's on the outside.
On the floor, too. I forgot about the floor. Yeah.
Michael's back.
This match has just gone everywhere.
Michael's back the floor. Has to be in rough shape.
I think this ended up in my living room at one point. This match has just been everywhere.
That's where we are.
So, you miss him?
Michael's...
We'll get through here fast.
Michael's reaching out the top rope. Jericho dragging him back to the middle, and he's got it sunk in. Michael's thinking hard about tapping.
Just...
Michael's crying out in pain. Ref asking him.
He's
figuratively away, and he's got it. Ref giving Jericho a five count. Immediately just falls down. Jericho is crying.
Cannot believe it.
He is so frustrated. What do you have to do to beat Shawn Michaels? He has to be wondering if he's man enough.
He's just
Jericho's
telling
got the
him
ref
tapped.
By the shirt.
He's telling him he tapped. That is what he says here.
Jericho
he doesn't believe
hanging
that
on
Michaels
the ropes.
Did not tap there. Going Michael's hard.
Up. Oh! Michael's up in sweet chin music out of nowhere.
On the money. Both men are down.
Michael's crawling to Jericho.
Oh. Is he going to make it there?
Get there?
Looking for a cover. Drape an arm across.
He's going to drape down. One, two,
kick out.
Oh, my God.
And we're not done yet. We are not done yet. Let's watch this again.
And
bam!
And sweet chin music out of nowhere.
Man, this pitcher really likes to pitch inside, let me tell you.
Jericho pulling himself up on the ropes. Shawn Michaels is really struggling here. Jericho's pulling himself on the ropes. Michaels is pulling himself up on Jericho. Michaels with a slug to the face.
Straight right hand.
Irish whip reversed. Michaels with the flip into the turnbuckle. It lands on his feet.
Oh, slug right to the swell of the back.
Jericho going for the back body drop.
Oh,
Michaels reverses into
a cover. Got him.
Michaels wins with
a victory.
Is that a... Look, I'm not even sure what kind of pin that is. I'd have to think about
that. That is a victory roll? Was that a victory roll?
I don't think it was a victory roll. I want to say it was almost like... Is it an O'Connor roll? There's so many different kinds of
combinations.
There's so many different kinds of pins, but yeah, that was a different one. And Michaels wins.
Yes. You can tweet at me what kind of pin that was.
Yeah, I would like to know,
actually.
Jericho in tears. Maybe out of frustration,
so
or maybe out of pride for wrestling his hero in a fantastic match right here at WrestleMania 19. Michaels on his feet, Jericho pulling himself up
to his feet. Every fan on their feet.
And there is not
no
a fan
butt in
down.
A seat right now. Look at that. You just everybody standing, like sheer
the fans,
appreciation.
The fans with such respect
as to what they just saw.
Two athletes, Jericho and Michaels, staring down. Jericho with tears in his eyes.
Michaels
extends
his
a
hand.
Jericho thinking about it.
Just comes
shakes his head no and just hugs it out. What a show of sportsmanship. Bam! Right to the boys, and
oh,
Michaels goes
it.
Down.
Oh, he pie faces him at the end.
Michaels may have won,
but Jericho's standing tall. Eat it, Safeco. Flips him off. Tells him that they're number one for good measure. Because this was the number one match of WrestleMania 19. He's better.
Jericho reminded everyone he's king of the world.
I was a big Jericho fan before this, but I was definitely a Jericho-holic after I saw
it. I love that moment, because you have to believe that Michaels and Jericho had a moment where, like, that was for real. That embrace was, good job. All right, here we go. Bam.
Fuck you for beating me. Fuck your sign.
Yeah, Jericho swatting signs and layback. Shawn Michaels being helped to the back by the ref.
I know.
Hold this small package.
All right, that was WrestleMania 19, everybody. Hope you guys had fun listening to it. I am Trebuchet. He is Showtime.
See Trebuchet you next time. Out.